Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Already, it has started. Welcome to The Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. This is Food Court, and I'm Richard Blaze. I'm a chef, a human, and most importantly, I am a judge today, and I'm very excited to get into it and judge these two guests we have with us today. Joining us in the court, we have the host of the Green Eggs and Dan podcast, a comedian, actor, and writer who has been all over TV, including The Crew on Netflix. It's Dan Adhoot.
Thank you so much, Richard. It's a pleasure to be here. I've always been a huge fan of yours, and this is quite the honor for me.
Those things work very well in this court. Flattery can get you someplace. And here to take on Dan is actually his castmate on the hit show Cobra Kai, where he does most of the heavy lifting at Daniel LaRusso's evil car dealership. Spoiler alert, it's Brett Ernst.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, Dan plays my sidekick. You know, he's my Robin.
There it is. Try not to spoil it, even though, listen, I'm in the middle of the run. So, you know, like halfway through the series, no spoilers for me.
I like to think of myself more as your Michelle Obama. Okay.
Okay. I'll take that.
Okay.
Now, listen, I know you both have a case you've brought into the court today, but before we get into the actual case, there's something that I ask lots of guests on this show, but I think it's really, really pertinent to the two of you who are on set together frequently. What is the crafty situation at Cobra Kai? What is going on at the crafty table on set?
Actually, I think we have a great crafty situation. We shoot in Atlanta, so there's a lot of Southern influence in the food that we have. But it's also like impossible to maintain a healthy weight while you're on set. Because you'll like just have had lunch, and then like 20 minutes later, they're like, all right, guys, it's Cuban sandwich time. And they just roll out like a cart of Cuban sandwiches. It's very difficult, but the food is awesome.
And, you know, the thing at craft services is like stuff I'm eating that I would never even think of eat. Like, I'm just, oh, look, yogurt covered pretzels. You know, it's just there's so many things on there that I would never eat in a million years. But because it's there, I'm eating it. But the food is phenomenal. We got great, great food trucks there. And there is. There's always something going on.
Yeah, well, that's when you know the show's doing well, when, like, the food truck element of it shows up. Or even the crafty chef, like you said, at 4 p.m. is like, I made chilled cucumber soup, right?
Like, you're like, we're getting another season, guys.
The show. Exactly.
We both. But it is. He is right. I mean, it's a big Southern influence. And you know, the one thing down there that they're not really concerned about health as much as they are with, you know, the taste of things. So you can gain a lot of weight if you don't be careful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Southern California now, but I lived in Atlanta for a number of years. And, you know, you can mix cheese with mayonnaise, and that's a salad, basically.
Absolutely.
Don't knock pimento cheese, by the way. And you're right about the craft. Like, mine is, like, usually if you get the cereal bar at the crafty table. Like, I've never had Fruity Pebbles only when I'm on set. Yeah. Only.
Like I said, there's so many things that you would never eat otherwise.
Wait, I'm curious, Richard.
Although I do eat Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles, like, it's going out of style.
Mix them.
Richard, I'm curious, like, back in the day on Top Chef, what was the craft? Was the crafty? Would you guys just be, like, sitting around the crafty and just, like, food together, or?
Well, one, I think the first lesson, right, like you learn as a chef is to, you know, you got to turn off that, like, I critique everyone else's food. You can't be that person that's doing it. But, you know, as a competitor, because I've, you know, unfortunately been on so many renditions now of the show. And here's what I will tell you. As a judge, you eat all the crafty and you eat all the competitors' food, and I gained at least 10 pounds 2 months in this.
How is that how you gained all that weight in your hat?
It is.
Dude, I'm trying to impress you guys. Do me a favor. You got a great head of hair, man. You got a great head of hair. Don't suffocate.
It's a podcast. No one can see the hair.
Well, but they will eventually in the clips.
Yeah, you know, but I think that is part of it. Isn't there's sort of like podcast like fat, like totally underdress for your podcast almost intentionally?
Actually, because of this episode, that's why right now I'm naked, only covering my nether regions with organic peanut butter.
There it is.
What's nether regions?
Dropping the segue right into it. Dan, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What made you, with all of the things that you do, all the talents you have, what made you get into the food podcast?
You know,
and how dare you?
I'm sorry. I apologize profusely, but I love, you know, as a comedian, there aren't that many comedians who are passionate about food. I'm super passionate about food, and I always wanted to meld those two parts of my life. So I thought of having an interview show where I can interview celebrities and just make the conversation about food. So it's all celebrities and Brett. Brett was also on an episode, so it's not just celebrities. We have other people too. But Brett's episode was really, really fun. And in general, people have been loving the podcast. So it's been very fun to combine those two worlds.
Oh, I love it. I'd like to be on the podcast. I have no shame in sort of like trying to cast myself on it.
100%. You're in. I would love to have
you. And to paint the picture a little bit, it's Seinfeld, but without the fancy car.
Well, you agreed to being on already, so I can tell you exactly what we do. First of all, you and I get on a slip and slide together. No, it's a... Yes, it's exactly like that. And every episode starts with a picture of the inside of the guest's fridge. So we kind of roast your fridge for everyone to see. And then we get into a fun conversation about food.
Oh, I like it. Dan, you've never been on a slip and slide until you've been on a liquid nitrogen slip
and
slide. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Cobra Kai next season. Come see me for a little fun after hours entertainment. Brett, what about you? What kind of food were you eating growing up?
I mean, all Italian, buddy. Every day, every Sunday, you know, it's really hard. I was telling my friend about this. It's like you grow up with this just amazing food. It's all it is food. Like even Christmas Eve is seven fishes. We just eat. All we do is eat. So, you know, I'm not a foodie. I'm not a foodie guy because I grew up around like authentic food. I can't explain it.
Well, I can explain it for you. You grew up where?
I grew up in New Jersey, and then I went to high school in South Florida.
Okay, I was gonna say I'm a Long Island boy, Island. So like Jersey, New York, Philly, it's all the same. So like real like Italian food, real food. You're eating, you know, chicken parm and pasta, so you can't eat any longer.
You know, it's weird. It's like, you know. By the way, I went to CW Post. Which is
stop trying to kiss up to the judge. I grew up in Great Neck. Okay, I grew up in Long Island.
You had your chance to talk, Dan. You had your chance. No,
I have been on the Post. It's not if they don't call it CW anymore, do they?
No, it's Long Island University, and we're not the pioneers. I think they're the Sharks or something now. But anyways, yeah, no, you know, man. But it's not just chicken parm. Like, you know, it's a lot of my grandmother. You know, there's a lot of Italian food that isn't really glamorized. You know, like the sofrita, like the pig intestines, and there's some stuff that's a little gross. You know, tripe.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But
so you're telling me Nona was making tripe?
Oh, yeah, my stepfather made it all the time. But when you eat it, it tastes great. But if you smell it cooking, it smells like somebody pissed all over the house.
Yeah, you know? Wet dog, I think, is how a lot of people
describe. It's terrible when it smells cooking.
All right, listen, obviously strong opinions on both sides. But Dan, please sum up to the food court today the case you've brought in a sentence or so.
I think that organic peanut butter is a canary in the coal mine for what is wrong with the American diet.
Oh, you're okay.
You just gave me one sentence. You gave me one sentence.
Yeah, no, I so poetic, so poetic. Are you cutting down on sugar?
It's not about cutting down on sugar. It's about taking things that taste great in their natural habitat and adding a lot of bull to them, so that it's palatable to more people. But in essence, what we're doing is we're making them addicted to bad foods.
Dude, stop.
All right, so you're taking the side of organic peanut butter, and behind you is Gwyneth Paltrow and Tom Brady and just like this whole just legion of people talking about health, wellness, and fitness.
You know, I'm always mentioned in the same sentence as Tom Brady and Gwyneth Paltrow, so I'm glad that you just kept that tradition alive, Richard.
Yeah, you all three of you wear UGG boots.
Oh my God, I'm actually wearing UGG slippers right now.
I mean? That's everything encompasses. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I love it. And the fact that you had the UGG slipper right there, that is just, you guys know each other well. So Brett, then I'm guessing that you feel differently about organic peanut butter.
I'm just gonna say his one sentence just sums up with his canary and whatever he said. His one sentence was as smug as his choice of peanut butter. It's peanut butter, okay? Some things are just meant to be enjoyed. Again, it's its own thing. The organicness of it has nothing to do with Jiffy is Jiffy. It's its own thing.
There it is.
It's a comfort food.
We are going to get into it. This is the people versus the system. Who knows? It's style versus substance. I don't know. But today is a special case for Food Court. Before we get into the arguments here in Food Court, we like to have a quick trivia round first, just like in all courts. And the winner of the trivia round gets to decide the order that you will present your arguments. Brett, what sound will you be using today to buzz in?
I'll do a yo.
Yo. Yes. Like that's like nostalgia for me too. I'm going back to Strong Island with the yo from Brett. Dan, what is your sound?
I will be tapping my espresso cup.
Oh my God.
Onto my phone.
This is perfect.
Could you be any worse of a human being, Dan? Any worse?
Wait, it's a divide all over the place. We got a yo on one side. We got a tinkity tink tap of the espresso cup. On the other side, here we go, getting into the trivia. Three questions. The first one is multiple choice. The British famously find peanut butter repulsive, but there are actually two countries that consume more peanut butter per capita than we do in America. Which two countries are they? A, India and Thailand. B, China and Australia. C, the Netherlands and Canada.
Yo.
That was really close, but it's going to be the yo on Brett's side.
I got to go with Australia, and I got to go with China. B.
The answer of Australia and China, that was B.
Wrong.
And you are wrong.
Wrong. India, Thailand.
Right. All right. So Dan
coming
in.
I know they like Thai, right?
Yeah. Gaveling in the court. Brett, you'll appreciate that my gavel is a Noki roller. I mean, Dan, you'll appreciate it too, because... Dan, you're probably enjoying white truffle gnocchi in your espresso somewhere. And
you know it, bro.
There it is. So listen, here's the interesting thing. This hasn't happened before. The answer is Brett got the answer wrong, but because Dan jumped in and no one even asked him, he also got the answer wrong.
Oh, no.
0 points will be awarded. The answer is the Netherlands and Canada.
What?
India and China actually consume the most peanuts, but not very much peanut butter. So kind of a tricky question right there. No one gets the points, which means it's anyone's game. Question two. This question is troubling, but to legally label the spread peanut butter, it must contain what percentage of peanuts? Closest to the answer will be correct.
Yo.
What percentage of... Yo, that's Brett again, early on the buzzer.
I'm going to have to go with 5%.
5%. We'll let Dan take this one, see if he can get closer.
Are we doing Price is Right rules?
Don't, we are going to do Price is Right long.
Okay.
Closest without going over.
I'm going to say 6%.
6%. Only someone with an espresso cup tinkety-tink sound is going to come in with 6% over 5%. Dan, you are correct. The answer is, first of all, you have no faith in our labeling system here, obviously, because the answer is 90%, guys.
Oh, really? I thought it was going to be low as well.
No, I agree, but the answer is 90, which gives me a little, I have some faith.
And I'm going to say something right now. With that bit of knowledge, I might use that to arm myself, because if it's 90%, has to be, in order to be Jiffy peanut butter, has to have 90% peanuts in it, right?
Wow.
Yeah, Brett, that's, you don't have to reveal your argument up front, but cool. I just like that you're going to use that. You're right. There has to be some a high percentage of peanuts in there. So technically, that means Dan got the answer right. He's up 1-0 heading into the third question. And luckily for Brett, the third question is worth 19 points. So
what?
This is for the win in the trivia round. Whoever gets it will get it right. Question 3. What do Malia Obama, Kelly Clarkson, Bill Hader, and Serena Williams all have in common?
Yo.
That is Brett's quick on the buzzer. Quickest in the game.
They're allergic to peanuts.
And Brett is talented in so many things. Obviously, trivia is one of them. They are all allergic to peanuts.
Wow.
And also,
very good, Brett.
You also got to love the strategy that when you do a sound, I feel like, Brett, you might say yo a lot, just like normally.
You think?
And that works. Quick on the buzzer. Brett, that means that you have won our trivia round. Dan can take a sip of espresso now. Brett, do you want to decide? You want to argue first or second?
I'm going to go second.
All right. You're going to take the home team approach, and you're going to go second. That means that, Dan, you're going to argue first. But before we get into
it. Hey, Dan, I'm sorry, really quick. In football, I would defer to the second half, but, you know, I'd have to explain that to you. Go ahead.
You would.
I just did.
In food, it's as if you're having your dessert before your main course, because here comes a little bit of sweetness, guys.
There we go. Time to get into our arguments. But before that, let's take a quick break.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all, every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back to recap today in the food court. We have the case of two peanut butters. Dan loves organic peanut butter, while Brett is sticking by the old standbys like Skippy and Jif and Peter Pan or whatever it is. The way this works is that each of you will have 3 minutes to state your case. During this 3 minutes, you need to lay out your case and not focus on your opponent's case. I'm really emphasizing this for this crew here. I feel like you're going to want to go at each other, but the first 3 minutes is just to discuss the merits of why your thing is better than the other. After the 3 minutes, you'll have 2 minutes of a rebuttal. Brett won the trivia. He's decided that Dan will present first. Dan, you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Judge Richard. And if I may say, I think you're doing a fine job.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it. Your time starts now.
Peanut butter. You think it's just a benign little thing that you put on your toast? No. As I said before, it is a canary in the coal mine of awful things to come. Now, peanut butter, you hear the word organic peanut butter and it sounds pretentious to you. No, it shouldn't sound pretentious. What I mean is peanut butter the way that it's meant to taste, the way that it always tasted throughout history up until the 1950s when it was taken and turbocharged with sugar and stabilizers and things that made it creamy and fun and sweet. We've done this to so many other foods that we don't even realize. We've been red-pilled. We don't even know that we're eating fake versions of what the actual thing is, okay? Cereals used to just be a bowl of grains with milk. Now it's something with colors of the rainbow and snaps and crackles and pops. We don't need those things, guys. We need to go back to a simpler time, back to a time when foods tasted the way they were supposed to taste. Okay, and it's healthier for us too. We're bombarding ourselves with sugar and sodium and processed bullshit because we want to get away from what might be subtle flavors, and we just want to, you know, get smacked up in the mouth with and our taste bud explosions all the time. Hey guys, you don't want to listen to a Nirvana album all the time. Sometimes you just want some classical music. But this Jiffy peanut butter is a sign of the times. It's like you're listening to Nirvana 24/7 in your taste buds, and I'm not here for it. I'm here for things to go back to the natural way that they were supposed to taste.
Here it is. What was a wine glass to signify the end of a round is now an egg topper because I broke that wine glass. Dan, anti-sugar perhaps. I don't know if that's really come out, but do you enjoy jelly with your peanut butter, Dan?
I do. I love jelly. But okay, also, I think most jellies, have about double the amount of sugar that they need to have in them. Sugar, the sugar in fruit is wonderful on its own. We don't need to enhance these things so much. Everything is over seasoned.
Maybe you should
shut up because I'm still talking. And now I yield my time to Judge Richard.
Definitely, there's a rant on sugar and stabilizers. Mentioning grains, have you ever had grape nuts, Dan? As a cereal, have you ever tried to eat grape nuts?
I have.
Do you enjoy them?
You know, I don't because I've been so accustomed to, you know, crappy cereal. But I'm sure that in the 1810s, if you asked 10-year-old Billy, the Amish kid, he'd be like, of course, I love grape nuts. That's my Sunday treat.
I love it. Fair enough. And I don't know, also the last comment there on your opening is, have you ever listened to like Nirvana acoustic? Like, I mean, you can still listen to Nirvana acoustic,
yes,
can't you?
Absolutely. And in essence, I think that, look, I think it's okay to sometimes have your Nirvana and sometimes have your Nirvana acoustic, but sometimes you just wanna have some cool jazz.
A strong argument to be had there for organic peanut butter. Brett, you'll have 3 minutes to let us know why, you know, your standard old regular basic peanut butter is better. Your 3 minutes start now.
Well, you know, there's a big misconception that peanut butter was originally meant to be eaten organically. First of all, it was invented in 1884 in Canada by a dude named Marcellus Edson, and it has always contained salt, sweeteners, and emulsifiers. What is very annoying to me is that people tend to redefine things in today's terms from when it was The presumption that it never had sweeteners in it is absolute rubbish, okay, as the British would say. You know, he keeps talking about sugar. Maybe we should take sugar. How was candy originally supposed to be without sugar? It is what it is. Peanut butter is what it is. It's a comfort food. It's a spread, all right? 90% of all of it contains peanuts, which we just learned that today. So this idea that it was peanut butter's meant to be in its natural form, I hate to break it to you, Dan, but with the sweeteners and with the salt and with the emulsifiers, it's actually in its natural form, the way God intended it to be, or Marcellus Edson did when he invented it back in 1884. So when I'm a kid and I'm eating Jiffy peanut butter, I don't have a taste for organic peanut butter. Jiffy is Jiffy. Skippy is Skippy. That is what you have a taste for. It's a comfort food, just like I'm going to eat a Milky Way or I'm going to eat a Snickers. Is there an organic version of a Snickers bar or an organic version of a Charleston Chew? Maybe there's organic good in plenties. I'm eating it the way God intended it to eat it, okay? Stop putting and injecting the smugness into everything. Do you eat Nutella in its perfect Nutella form of just the pure Nutella? It is what it is, and that's the way it was, and that's why people love it, and that's what people crave.
All right, there we go. Brett throwing it down. Brett, just real quick, on the texture, did God intend it, as you're saying, to be so ultra smooth? I mean, do peanuts, when they come off their plant, are they smooth inside of their shells?
No, listen, the peanut is the way God intended it. The peanut butter is the way Marcellus Edson intended it, and it's supposed to be smooth. It's not in its natural form. The minute you take it out and you throw it in a blender, you're adding sugar and whatever you're adding to it. It's not meant to be. It's its own food. Why? Like, where? When in the world did peanut butter, the prerequisite, have to be it's pure? It was never made that way. So we're eating it the way it was originally made.
In a plastic container with a lid on it. I respect.
No, I would say. How about this? I bet that plastic is way more healthier than that rusted lid jar that they were using back in 1884. You know what I mean? Or all the materials that they were using back then.
And Brad, one more time, just because he's never got this much exposure. Who invented peanut butter again?
His name was Marcellus Edson, and it was in Montreal, Canada.
Marcellus Edson representing Montreal. And why do I have the feeling that you just Wikipedia'd that right before you walked into this court?
No, I had it in my back pocket.
All right, there it is.
I had the argument because, listen, Dan's very predictable. He's going to go, he thinks he's eating things in its purest form. Like, for instance, when my grandmother would put sugar to get rid of the agita in a gravy, right? We're adding sugar, but there's a reason for it.
I like it,
you know.
Yeah.
First of all,
I also have to.
Can I just speak on behalf of all the listeners to say how impressed we are that Brett knows how to use Wikipedia, because that is a shocker to us all. And
well, you know what though, you threw that canary in the coal mine out there twice. I don't even know what the hell that means.
What does it have? What does it mean?
Peanut butter the canary in the coal mine?
Et tu, Richard Blaze? Et tu?
No, I just I love the canary in the coal mine. You would think that might be like the processed peanut butter. That's the canary.
You know what,
it.
Richard? Yeah. In Dan's defense, you know, birthday cake in its natural form was supposed to just be flour and natural eggs. It's birthday cake.
You know what?
Peanut butter falls in that category.
I assure you. When may I rebut, Judge Blaze?
Rebuttal's coming right now. Dan, thank you also for playing by the rules in this court, requesting time.
I apologize. I respect the court, yes.
A quick sidebar here is, Dan, do you have on set, did you get the organic, like, peanut crusher, peanut butter maker Cobra Kai?
I don't know that we're famous enough actors in the show to start making those requests. Maybe next season, I don't know. I might say, give me, although I did ask for a juicer on the set of The Crew. I needed to.
There you, listen, first of all, you deserve it. And second of all, you know, you never get what you don't ask for. So there we go. Go for the organic peanut crusher next. Dan, you'll have a rebuttal now. It's 2 minutes in this battle of organic peanut butter versus the peanut butter that most of us grew up with. Dan, your rebuttal starts now.
First of all, Brett, that was a very spirited argument, but what you made up in spirit, you lacked in intelligence. Because what is true here is that whoever the hell that guy from Montreal was, what's his name?
He was originally at the Just for Last
Festival. It's my turn, not yours. But what's his name? Marcellus Edson. Okay. I assure you that Marcellus Edson, being from Montreal back in the 1800s, was not putting in 10 grams of sugar per each tablespoon of peanut butter, which I'm sure is what the ratio is now. The ratios were completely off now compared to what there were. Sure, there was some sugar. Okay, fine. I'll grant you that. But to tell you the truth, there's no way that it tasted as sweet as it does now. And also, Brett, you keep bringing up this 90% thing of, oh, if it has 90% peanuts, so it's peanut butter, it's got 90%. Guess what? If someone said a banana milkshake 100% of the time is only a banana milkshake if it has bananas in it, guess what? That means that if I took a piss in that banana milkshake, it's still a banana milkshake, but guess what? I don't think you'd want to drink that banana milkshake, would you? No, you wouldn't, okay? So don't use your little statistics and ratios to try to take away from what is an epic problem here, which is the canary in the coal mine.
Oh God.
Let me just stick the dismount here, Richard. The canary in the coal mine, that is that we need to get more, that organic peanut butter is closer to what Marcellus Wallace, or whatever the hell his name was, wanted in an actual peanut butter.
See, God intervened again.
There it is. Dan Aarhus throwing it down for what forever will now be known as banana milkshake logic. I love it.
How do you love that?
Hey, the judge is speaking. Respect the judge.
I mean, thank you, Dan. Thank you. The banana milkshake logic, hey, it could be 90% pure, but hey, you throw 10% of garbage in it, or in this case, you piss in your banana milkshake. How does that make it feel? But does anyone else out there right now, we keep talking about this gentleman, Marcellus Edson from Montreal. Does anyone else want to mix maple syrup and peanut butter right now?
Ooh, I'm
like, is that
so
something
down.
That like,
no, you can't do that, Richard. That was not peanut butter in its original intention.
Brett, you have now 2 minutes to let Dan know why organic crunchy peanut butter isn't as good as smooth old Jiffy or Skippy. Well, and go ahead, two minutes.
I don't think it's more about the crunchy and the smooth as much as, first of all, if your argument is about health, you shouldn't be eating peanut butter anyways, okay? Second of all, the piss argument is stupid because piss is not an original ingredient in a banana milkshake, okay? Sugar has always been in peanut butter. What I'm saying to you is that when it was created as not to be healthy. It was never in its just pure form. It's awful. It's awful. Jiffy and Skippy, if you want to debate which one is better tasting, then you know, that's a whole other debate. But the peanut butter that we grew up on with the bread that you have with the jelly, it's its own thing. It's not meant to be anything but that, and that is why it is so good, and it's better than organic. If we're talking health, then you shouldn't be eating the peanut. Hold on.
Okay, so now,
I'm not
so now
done.
It's just tradition.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
you,
tradition.
You keep bringing up health. Okay, you shouldn't be eating it anyways.
Okay.
It's just, if you're worried about your health, although it does have high protein and I put it in my protein shakes, but you know, that's beside the point.
Brett, let's talk about texture a little bit there, because this is going to help me frame my decision though. You said like you don't have any problem with crunchy peanut butter, but when I think of like standard peanut butter, I think of this ultra smooth, homogenized paste, right? That's easy to spread. Your thoughts on texture of peanut butter.
If you research it was originally a spread. It was never, it was supposed to be that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, if you research it, like you're an anthropologist at Harvard. You looked at Wikipedia.
Listen, man, there's a whole three minutes.
You know what, Dan?
If
you're doing
research, okay, there's a whole website devoted to this.
Yeah,
no,
it's called Wikipedia.
There's a peanut butter enthusiast out there, and all of them agree. Choosy moms all agree.
Okay.
The
Working.
Smoothness of it. Like, look, when I was a kid, there's nothing more, and I still do it now, is I like to put the peanut butter on Wonder Bread, not on artesian bread, right? On the crappy bread that the crappy peanut butter goes on with the strawberry jelly. And then I put it in the milk that is, you know, got the hormones in it. And that's what I've been eating since I was a kid. And that's the taste that I like.
Yeah.
And that's why it's better. It's better tasting. If you're eating it every day, then you have an organic argument. But if it's a treat, or if it's something that it's a comfort food or something that you want to do, then it's perfectly fine. then it defeats its purpose.
Well, clearly, an impassioned argument here coming from Brett.
You're out of order. This whole courtroom's out of order.
You both have a real talent at dragging out an argument. And trust me, I mean that as a compliment, but I need to take a quick minute to decide your fate. I'm going to go head on over to my chambers, which is right off screen here.
Just quickly, yes. I just before we get out of here, I just want to say, if listeners, if you paid attention to the last thing he said was, it's just the way that I used to have it as a kid. That's just the way we do it. That's just the way we do it. You know who else used that argument? Nazis. When they justified the things they did, I was just following orders. It's just the way things were. That's how we did things, okay? So, Richard, keep in mind, you know, as a Jewish man, I just hope that that argument rings true to you.
The Hail Mary pass there at the end. I will retire to my chambers, and I will be back with a verdict right after this break.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa!
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
Okay, we are back, and I'm pretty sure that I've made up my mind. I've taken a lot of time to deliberate, about 19 seconds, I think. And before I do deliver my verdict, you'll have about 1 minute to let us know. Is there anything else you'd like to say? What do you want to leave me and the court with before I decide? Brett?
You know, peanut butter, the way it is, the Jiffy peanut butter, what I'm saying is when I get a quarter pounder with cheese, I'm not going to go, oh, I want a healthy hamburger. I'm just going to get McDonald's, and whatever it is, it is. Same thing with Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was surprised they even used chicken, but it doesn't matter. I'm going for that specific taste. And that's the taste that, you know, I'm sure there's better, healthier chicken out there, but that's Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the taste we're going for. That what we know.
So Brett, to wrap it up, you regular peanut butter tastes better than organic peanut butter.
Absolutely, 200% all day. Everybody would agree with that.
I would not
all
actually.
Right? Not perhaps Dan. Dan, what do you want to leave this court with?
Okay, I will say this. I used to be like Brett. Okay, a simple person with simple tastes and a simple little brain. But what happened was I opened my mind. And I used to love that Jiffy peanut butter. I used to love the sweet stuff. And I hated the organic stuff initially. And now I can't stand the sweet stuff because it tastes cloyingly sweet. And the organic stuff tastes sweet enough to me where I get that the treat part of me is satiated. Yet I also get a real product that's not fake, for lack of a better term, peanut jizz.
Dan, real quick, what about texture? When you have this organic peanut butter, if you ever open up the jar, it's like 3 inches of some oil.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta like, stir it.
Let's not talk about that, Richard. Let's not get into that.
Thanks. But texturally, you like the crunchy aspect of it and all the bits and pieces of it.
I want it to rip my gums into pieces, okay? I want to have to go to the dentist after eating my peanut butter. I want to have to go to the periodontist. That's what I want. I want Freddy Krueger's hands in.
So why don't you just eat peanuts then, dude?
Well, there we go. One. Dan is going to the dentist because he's ripping up his mouth with the raw peanuts. Brett's going because his peanut's mostly sugar.
I've never had a cavity in my life, by the way, Richard, on everything. I've never had a cavity in my life.
Ooh,
how
coming
many cavities
in after
have you
the
had
bell.
There, Dan? How many have you had?
I think we're done.
This court, yes. Order in the court. The epic throwdown we've been waiting, I don't know, 3 seasons, 30-something episodes to have a debate about peanut butter, organic peanut butter on Dan's side versus regular smooth peanut butter, although it doesn't have to be smooth is what Brett said. A classic debate, Dan letting us know that that's the way it's supposed to be until the 1950s. When everything got screwed up with sugars and stabilizers in corporate America, and we should just be eating grains in a bowl with milk from a cow, right from the cow.
Yes.
It's nostalgia versus the modern times. It's banana milkshake logic I actually really, really liked. Brett coming through with perhaps the only researched fact of the day, that there is a man in Montreal who invented peanut butter, and it's always had sugar in it, tapped from a maple tree, probably originally somewhere up there in Quebec. And it comes down to a simple fact which should always be taken into consideration when we're talking about food, and that is, what tastes better? And this court decides in favor of regular old peanut butter.
Did I win? That means I won?
Brett, yes, that means you and Marcellus Edson have won the great peanut butter debate.
Hey, Dan, do me a favor. Why don't you go tell that canary in the coal mine what the decision was?
This is a sad day for that canary who is now going to die of high blood pressure and diabetes because he's going to be having regular old peanut butter.
Also, if you're out there raising canaries, don't feed them peanut butter. They won't be able to chirp in the coal mine because the peanut butter will be sticking to the roof of their mouths. Gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. For more Dan and Brett together, you can watch Cobra Kai on Netflix like my family's doing right now. For more Dan, please check out his podcast, Green Eggs and Dan, wherever you get your podcasts, and on Twitter and Instagram at StandUpDan. For more Brett, what are you up to lately?
If you want, just go to Brett Comedy, Brett with one T, comedy.com, and you can follow me there. And if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, we do a podcast once a week on the SB Nation called the Jersey Boys Podcast.
Oh, I like it. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I am a Tony Romo fan, though. He is just like crushing the game. Listen, everyone, what do you think, audience? Did I get it wrong? I know 50% of you think I got it all wrong, and Dan thinks that as well. Or did I get it right? What kind of peanut butter do you prefer? You can find me across social media at Richard Blaze and find the podcast on Instagram at Food Court Pod. Let us know what your thoughts are. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Bakmahi. Food Court was created by our executive producer, Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are David Wasserman and Jasmine Blaze. The theme song is by Jason Neesmith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and giving us your time today.
Thank you, Richard.
You got it, buddy. Food Court with Richard
Blaze. Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, Exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.